You're in the right place. It's Jack Daniels Presents This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition, with Chad Belding and Alex Crosby. This time, they have a beef with people taking advantage of hardworking Americans.
It's unreal.
So they give you road tax, fuel tax, all the other tax, and then that's not enough. Now we're taxing you to even be on it.
I am fed up with scalpers. That's bull that it's allowed. Nobody can get tickets at regular price.
It was $11 for a regular size can of Coors Light.
$11 for a can of
for
beer.
For a can of beer. How have we gotten there?
That's highway robbery.
I could not believe it.
They're asking you to be unethical because they're being unethical.
And Chad and Alex want to know if schools are teaching conversational trivia or real life skills.
Do you wish you were smarter sometimes? What's the capital of Florida?
I don't know what Florida
is. What do you got? What is it? Orlando?
Tampa.
I always say that I was a history buff and I don't remember jack shit, dude.
I literally was just going to say I wish I could remember more of our nation's history.
Out of respect, history deserves to be taught. We got to know where we came from.
Well, of course.
But then when you get into real life, when have you used history? Dude, well, I'm telling you, are we learning the right thing in education of do you know how to make money when you leave high school or college?
No.
This episode of This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition, is powered by Jack Daniels, American Almond Beef, the provider, and Cowboy Choice Feeds. Now let's break it down with Chad and Alex.
Crying wolf this last week, and you know, a little under the weather.
I can't remember ever being sicker, and I had COVID one time. Whatever I had the last few 4 days was gnarly.
You weren't having chest problems?
Yeah, dude. So I thought I had asthma, which you know about. Use my inhaler, and you get like instant relief from that, you know? And I'm like, man, my chest is just tight. And I had that for like a day and a half, and then started coughing, but not coughing anything up. And so I just couldn't sleep all night long, just coughing. And NyQuil wasn't working. Nothing was working. So then by like the third day, it was probably more just tired than anything and just sore from coughing.
Did you test for COVID?
No.
Why?
I never
Aren't
have.
You supposed to?
I've never Don't taken you, a COVID test.
Aren't you supposed to go to do the COVID test and then go into your room and stay there all by yourself? Or
not anymore.
You're not?
No. They said that I just saw the CDC says you should treat COVID just like any cold or flu now. But I wanted to go to urgent care, but I'm not vaccinated.
Did you wear a mask?
No. Not vaccinated. I've never had a COVID test. And I was like, dude, I don't want to go in there and listen to all that garbage. And I really don't think it would change like the trajectory of what's happening. I did for a minute. I thought maybe I had pneumonia and that's why I wanted to go to the urgent care. But so Saturday I just laid low. I was supposed to work, could have come out here for a fight too, but I laid low Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And last night I took NyQuil at like 8:30, went to bed, and I didn't cough all night, and I woke up this morning and I feel great now. So whatever it was, ran its course.
Couple things on that.
That's a good looking
You were
hat.
Supposed to work. Oh, thank you. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
You were supposed to work Saturday.
Yeah.
I remember us talking about that. It was a dinner is it the rodeo dinner?
Hall of Fame dinner, yeah.
How many people were at that?
I think there was like 300 and I'd say 350 would be my guesstimate.
Where was it?
Livestock Event Center.
JP did it.
Yeah.
I've been eating at Pinocchio's quite a bit, the one out here. I got lunch at the Reno store again Friday.
Is that when I saw you?
Yeah, last Friday.
Yeah.
I was over there with my godfather, Il Padrino. Il Padrino.
Yeah, he's got his mustache trimmed pretty low right now. I don't know, man.
God, I can't believe it. Like Lawrence, he's the funniest guy I've ever met. He's still funny.
He really is.
He kind of lays low in there because your stepdad or father-in-law, whatever he is, he just runs his mouth so freaking much you can't get a word in, right? He flipped me off in the Sparks restaurant.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Right in front of customers?
Walking out, he went like that.
I never knew Lauren had a brother.
Lane.
I mean, not that I never knew, but never put two and two together, I guess, and then Julie told me they were brothers. JP messes with him quite a bit, too.
Yeah. Big Leary is a great family. Their dad, Les, was awesome. Their mom, Lois. I remember going to their house. They had that whole center out there on South Virginia. It used to be the Big Leary. They had the whole strip mall. They still own that, and they get lease off of that. But they had that house up on the hill, right?
Where at?
I would say in between Zalesi. Man, I don't go on that. I don't go on the Southwest unless I'm going to see John most of the time or going up to Montreux to do an event here and there, but I don't know. Just right out there on South Virginia on the west side of the street.
Oh, yeah.
There's a strip mall down there. It's not the one that's right past.
Like where cabinet and lighting and all that stuff is?
I don't know. I don't want to get caught lying, but we used to go down there all the time and visit Les and Lois, Lauren and Lane's dad. But you're not a fight fan. You're not a fan of the fight game anymore. Like this weekend, there was fights. The Friday night deal was awesome. Nagano got knocked out cold in boxing.
Yeah.
And it's easy to say, well, boxing's dead. But, dude, Saudi Arabia and Dubai and all them fights, it's packed house. All these princes and kings and I don't know what they are, dude. Sheiks. They're
guys
in there
with a lot of money.
Yeah, like guys with a lot of money ringside. Then you had UFC Saturday night, the Sugar Show, Sugar Sean O'Malley, against Chito Vera. And right before that was Dustin Poirier against this French dude that's a badass. And I don't think that I've ever seen a reaction in my presence with, you know, like a house party like that. I've been in bars where like Connor would knock somebody out or Liddell back in the day. My house went crazy. And there wasn't that many people in there. Dude, it was unreally knocked this dude out. Hmm. Just freaking right cross. Whoom! Freaking right on the freaking jaw. Beat him. Sean O'Malley. I keep getting him confused with freaking...
Sugar Shane Mosley.
Mosley. His precision was unreal. The fight game's awesome, dude. And then on top of that, you had the announcement that Mike Tyson's fighting Jake Paul in July. And then that's going to be at Texas AT&T Stadium where the Cowboys play in Dallas, Arlington. And then I saw yesterday, and I didn't do any research on this. It was on Fox News or Fox Sports or one of the ones. It said that they're wearing 18-ounce gloves and headgear. And I'm like, there ain't no freaking way. If Tyson does a fight with headgear on, he's 57. That other dude's 27. Jake Paul's 9-1 with 6 knockouts. I think Tyson's 55 and 6 with 44 knockouts. 30-year age difference. But then I'm like, dude, I will watch this because I respect Jake Paul. I think it's cool that he's made money and he's a hard worker. He gets in shape and he doesn't really fight anybody. He gets in the ring against a boxer. He's smoked. But even though he did have a pretty good showing against Tommy Fury, right? Who is the younger brother to Tyson Fury. Where am I going with this? You got to respect the guy. He built his career on YouTube. He's making a ton of money. His brother owns Prime. They're making money, a lot of money. But dude, I would not pay to watch Tyson fight in headgear. I would pay though to watch that fight because I, as much as I respect the Paul brothers and whatever they did, I'd love to see Tyson destroy him.
I guess what I want to say is, how can you say the fight game's awesome and then we talk about Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul?
Well,
and there again,
things have changed with the internet though.
I know, but so it's like a, and that's where I guess maybe I lost my, because I used to watch The Ultimate Fighter. I used to watch all the UFCs. You know, it was a big deal. And then I felt like it became too much. And I've said it before. It's like, whether it was happening or it just felt like it was happening, it was like, there was just something UFC like every week. And it was almost,
still is.
And it was like,
it's
too much
now. Yeah. It's like baseball. You don't look forward to it as much because they're fighting so much, whether it's UFC Fight Night or Dana White's Contender Series or a main event or a pay-per-view like what we watched this last weekend. But yeah, you're right. It's, but when Poirier fights in the Sugar Show fights, like that dude's got a big afro in his, you know, he got dreadlocks in the fight, you know, but he's walking around with an afro that's pink and purple, mm-hmm. comes out in pink spandex shorts, Venom shorts, and just puts on a clinic, dude.
Yeah.
Like 135 pound just puts on a clinic into, I don't know how Chito Vera walked through this knee that O'Malley threw. He threw this knee and you just see that guy's head. I like broke
through,
his neck.
Through his face.
Yeah. And I'm like, how did he walk through that? Guy's never been knocked down in his whole UFC fighting career. Chito Vera.
I saw the post fight with O'Malley and he was pissed that he didn't get the finish was what he was talking about. But he also was in a.
Yeah, he broke his arm or something. Dude, he hit that guy with over 300 shots.
His leg, too, was messed up.
Yeah,
he said.
He's always limping.
But he said, I had surgery and it just gets inflamed.
He lost to that. He says he's undefeated, but his only loss in UFC is to that Chito Vera. Their last fight, I think in 2021, it might have been 22. He kicked him and something happened to his leg. He was wobbly. And that guy ended up beat. He tried to stay in the fight and that guy beat him.
Oh, no.
Sugar Sean's like, that don't count. I was hurt. I broke my ankle in there. It still counted as a loss.
Right.
But he disrespects him by saying, I'm undefeated. So when Bruce Buffer is in the announcing the fight, he says his record. And then he puts up a zero like this across the octagon mm-hmm. from Chito and then just demolishes him. Like it was. Like you've never seen, like just precision, just whack, leg kicks, whack. He took one liver punch with like 2 seconds left with a left hook, underneath left hook from Chito that got him in the, right here in the, I don't know what that's called, you know, to the left of your obliques. I don't know if that's your lip. I don't know the body's anatomy. We need my brother here. Do you wish you were smarter sometimes?
More smart?
Isn't it weird how my brother Clint can name all 50 states in alphabetical order and the Capitol at the same time.
What's more impressive is he can do all the presidents.
He does every president in order.
Yes.
He can also do them in alphabetical order. He does them by length of term.
Yep.
He can do them by length of term and the vice president.
Yep. And typically knows who they beat or
And he knows the opponents.
If they lost or, you know, and he knows like, it's only happened once, but there's some president that's going to be just like Trump that won one, lost one, won one. He knows that guy.
He knows all of it.
He knows all of it. It's insane.
He knows all of it.
And then literally every part of the human body. And I'm not talking bones. I'm talking everything. Muscles, tendons, connectives, all that
stuff.
That's
all book smarts, though. That's crazy. That not true? Like, it's all studied.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
You can't be an entrepreneur, right, and like go into a board meeting with your company and be like, all right, everybody name all the presidents. Like, that's something that you have to study.
It's trivia knowledge.
My point, though, is that even in trivia knowledge, to know all of that and to be able to be like, Abraham Lincoln, Taft, you know, Buchanan, and know who they ran against, how many terms they had, if they're a Republican or Democrat. Like, he knows it all. That's a big deal. Like, I know that you can do drills to learn all the states and the capitals and all that, but right now, if you gave me a map of America, I could do every state except I would guarantee I'd get Delaware, Vermont, I'd get Maine right, but up in that Connecticut area, up in the
you're saying is which one's which and what's their capital is?
Never would get the capital of all of them. I'd know Sacramento. I know Carson City.
You would
Madison.
Eventually you'd get it.
Never. Yeah, okay, what's the capital of Florida?
I'm the same.
Florida. You just got the Florida down here on the bottom southeast of the state, that little leg that hangs down.
I don't know what Florida is.
What do you got? What is it,
Orlando? Tampa,
Fort Lauderdale, Miami. You don't know.
I don't think it's
What's
Miami.
The capital of Virginia?
Richmond.
Yep. West Virginia. Connecticut.
Dover.
Pennsylvania. Dover's in Delaware. Pennsylvania. Is it Erie. Pittsburgh or is it Philadelphia?
No.
Is it Erie? What's Michigan? I don't know any of these. I don't know if it's Flint. I don't know if it's Detroit. Is Cleveland or Cincinnati the capital of Ohio? Do you know off the top of your head?
No.
I don't. You know why? I studied that and would have got it right on a high school test after I studied it for 7 days leading up to it.
Sure.
But book smarts and studying like that is, I always say that I was a history buff and I don't remember jack shit, dude.
I literally was just going to say, I wish I could remember more of our nation's history because I learned it all, but I don't.
So there's the argument. Like, I think that out of respect, history deserves to be taught. We got to know where we came from.
Of course.
But then when you get into real life, when have you used history? Like, you do. You're like, well, you know, back in the day, we didn't tear down statues. And hey, when we had real voting, we didn't have mail-in balloting. You understand that. But, dude, I'm telling you, are we learning the right thing in education of, do you know how to make money when you leave high school or college?
No, but I also think that having that knowledge was a conversation point, and we've lost are losing the need and desire for conversation. People no longer.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about how much you scroll.
Everyone
you're scrolling on. Oh yeah, I was talking to my ex-wife the other day, and I'm like, I want my daughter off these freaking pads and these phones, and I want her outside catching lizards. And she's like, I know. You know, we're all just as guilty. As soon as a commercial comes on, you're right. You watch people. As soon as a commercial comes on. I'm like guilty. Like right now, I picked up my phone and I checked because I wanted to make sure that my daughter got picked up from school on time with Jen. And then I'm making sure. Right. These are everything to us. Yeah. They're everything. They become everything. Our entertainment. Like you will literally, I watch people like this. You're watching a 2-hour documentary or a motion picture and they are being entertained by this and trying to be entertained by that. Nobody even like sits there and goes, ingested into that movie they're watching. They're picking this up all the time. Yep. Do you remember when you used to lay down and you'd be like, oh, dude, I'm going to watch all 60 minutes of a Sopranos episode. Try to do that now and see how many times you pick up your phone.
Well, yeah.
Even if you're interested,
I wouldn't look at social media, but if like a text comes in, of course I'm going to look at it.
But why? But, how do you know that text came in? If you have it on silent, and you really want to be into that movie. Can't you leave it alone? Can you leave your phone alone for 2 hours if you're not sleeping?
100%.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I can.
No way.
100%.
Not.
I could 100% go. I am not.
Show me your screen time today. Go to your screen time right now and point it out.
I don't even know how to do it.
Go like this. Just go to your thing and then swipe it that way right there. Mine over the last 24 hours, I've had 7 hours of screen time.
Mine doesn't show that.
It doesn't? When you just swipe back off of your homepage?
Where do you see it? Oh, mine don't show it.
It doesn't show it?
Mine has like the NASDAQ, my devices,
so
map.
Think about that, what I just said. 7 hours and something minutes of me staring at that little phone doing email. This laptop sits here. I used to do everything on a desktop. Then it went to a laptop, iPad, and now I'm down to this little sumbitch. Mm-hmm. Got my eyes surgically enhanced 2 years ago that I can see everything. But everything is done on this thing now. Your entertainment, your social
all
media.
All communication. Communication, everything.
Work. Dude, work.
Did you see how many people freak? Here's how I know. Everybody freaked out because they went down twice last week. I had no idea. I know you like to tease me and say I use my phone too much. I don't use it that much.
You're on your phone a lot.
They lost all the social networks, went down. And
now, is that a conspiracy theory that they're doing that to do something to us?
There was a conspiracy theory born out of that, but it did happen. But then also, like, all of AT&T went down, which I don't have AT&T, but everybody was freaking out about that. And they said there was another conspiracy theory born out of that. But
wait a minute, AT&T went down, like, you had no service?
Zero.
For how long? Were you on AT&T?
No.
I'm Verizon.
Me too. It was a long time that it was out.
You find that Verizon's weaker and weaker all the time?
I used to love AT&T, and then I believe I got Verizon because your brother, we'd go coyote hunting and his phone worked everywhere. I'm talking on the phone, not looking at your phone. And so then I switched, and now, yeah, I swear AT&T was better. I think they're all melted together. They all suck.
For some reason, worse than others. For some reason, Chico, like California, that part of California is garbage. Ever since the Paradise Fires, the cell service in California, that state couldn't get any worse. I love the people in Northern California. I'm sure I love a lot of people down in Southern California. I love visiting Laguna, San Diego, Temecula. Love it all. Fine. Weird politics. Fine. But the infrastructure and the roads and that shit state, like everything's turning bad. Dude, they can't even get, like, it's unbelievable with how many people are moving out of that state for that reason.
Oh, yeah.
Sly just left and went to Florida full time.
What about... That used to be you had a couple toll bridges, right? You want to go over the Bay Bridge, you had to pay. You want to go over...
And the one at Vallejo there.
Yeah, yeah. And now, it's like everywhere you go is a toll.
They got to make money off
of them. They charge you on the lanes you're driving in. Dude, you do one
thing... A lot of states are doing that, dude. Pennsylvania, Kansas, New Jersey. It's unreal.
So they give you road tax, fuel tax, all the other tax, and then that's not enough. And now we're taxing you to even be on it, or we're tolling you to be on it.
Yeah. Bullshit. And the Bay Bridge doesn't even have personnel in it anymore. You go from Oakland to San Francisco, you just go through there and they take your...
They take a picture.
It sends you
Tell me what that software cost to where... They're getting a photo of your license plate. It's running it through a database and mailing you a ticket. And sometimes, like when we went, I'm exaggerating slightly, but the ticket was at my house before we got home from our trip from going across the bridge.
Yeah, that's unreal. The amount of money to process that and generate that with millions of cars using that bridge a day.
Oh my God.
Hundreds of thousands
for sure.
Yeah, and then when you don't pay it, they nab you for a big fine.
Oh, you
get
a fee? Yeah, if you're late, it's a fee. I screwed up something on the check that I mailed them because their website was down. I couldn't pay it there. It was an extra like $15. We're going the wrong way again.
They get you on everything. No, you can. It's the world we're living in. And like that text I sent today about, let's talk about it. Who gives a shit? Like, I am fed up with scalpers and unethical treatment of events. Like, you want to take all we ever talk about is let's get new people involved. Let's let baseball be innocent, right? And then you want to go watch a Giants game and the seats that you want are gone. You don't want nosebleeds. You don't want to spend a ton of money. The seats that I wanted were $222 a piece, marked up on StubHub. Plus, when you get to the checkout, $81 each ticket processing and application fees or whatever they're called. Dude,
that's right. The tickets alone used to be $80.
Yeah. And there's artists like Eric Church and some of these guys, don't pay scalpers, don't pay aftermarket tickets. We're going to release more. Like, what has to happen for this to stop? $300 and something to watch the Giants play?
I know. One game.
That's as much as the 49ers. And yeah. I get it. It's 49ers supposed to be more because there's only eight of those games at that stadium a year unless they make the playoffs, which they did. But the Super Bowl wasn't there. They had home field advantage through the playoffs in the NFC Championship. But the Giants have 82 home games.
Ish.
Yeah. 82-ish, somewhere in there. 162, 81 home games. Guaranteed. And you're going to pay $300 for these seats?
That's crazy.
I'm like, you assholes. Like, you're absolutely, that's bullshit that it's allowed for somebody with money to go and get those tickets. And then nobody can get tickets at regular price. The scalpers are hosing you at the ballpark. And then if you want to go online and do it right, you got to go to an aftermarket site like StubHub and they're hosing you. But they're going to tell you, well, at least we got tickets that you can get. No, just leave them on the Giants site where we don't have to pay $81 processing fee. That's ridiculous.
Well, hey.
That's like paying the Las Vegas casino hospitality tax and the and all the taxes.
Oh, yeah. the resort fees and all that shit. What about, I'm at an event last week. It was $11 for a regular size can of Coors Light.
That wasn't the fights, the UNR fights, was it?
Yes, it was.
I just heard about this. $11 for a can of beer.
For a can of beer. Not a tall boy.
That's double a six-pack almost. What's a six-pack in America now?
Yeah.
In a Reno. Yeah. I mean, you can get a case of beer in Reno for $19 for 24 cans.
Yeah.
I don't know what a 30-pack is. I don't buy beer.
Right.
So I don't know.
$11 for one can of beer. No, I've never...
$11.
When she said it, I was like, how have we gotten there? Like, if it was a tall boy... That would be understandable. This was a regular size can of beer.
12 ounce
beer. $11.
12 ounce.
I could not believe it. It almost was like, this has to be a mistake. And she, it wasn't like she thought she made a mistake, but it was like, she was even struggling to tell me it was $11 for a can of Coors Light.
$11 for a can of Coors Light, $30 ticket to get in.
I gave her a dollar tip.
They want you to drop 30, 40, 50 on the blackjack when you're walking through, couple slots, $11. You drink four beers. That's $44. That's at least four times a six pack.
Yeah.
That's highway robbery.
It's insane.
And they got you. They got you because what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What, okay. So do you want to be unethical? Did they have security going into it?
Nope.
Did they check you for a pocket knife?
Nope.
Could you have got a flask in there with Jack Daniels?
Sure.
Then now you know. Like, go get a Coke for $9 probably.
I was going to say the
and
Coke.
And then pour your Jack Daniels in there out of your flask.
Yeah.
Isn't go in the great? Bathroom and pour it in there. I mean, they're asking you to be unethical because they're being unethical. $11 for a beer is bullshit. All casinos. I don't care who owns them. I don't care if we're friends with them. That's bullshit.
Isn't that nuts?
The beer prices at football stadiams.
At least those are tall boys, right? Like, and granted,
but you got to stand in line.
But
they're also
$23.
Yeah,
but still,
$23.
Yeah, it's like
they're freaking warm by the time you finish them. Where we're going next week, I'll be interested to see what that's going to cost us. Because that's easily the best place in America to enjoy a cold, frosty beverage.
And normally, they've stayed under. I guess I would say they'd stay under what regular season.
How do you see yourself acting next week? Because you haven't been out in a while. Like it's. I'm going to think of the last trip that I know you went on.
Yeah, see, you're
with the
wrong
boys,
here.
A boys' trip. I know you went somewhere on a beach trip for Christmas. Was that Pismo?
Pismo Beach.
Okay, I know you did that, but you kind of do your shit when your family's around. But a boys' trip, I'm going to say that it was last August in San Francisco with us and Will.
Yeah, I did that.
Did you do a deer hunt this year? Did you do the Winnemucca Chucker hunt?
Yep.
Okay, so that's probably your last boy trip right there, huh? That was January or December?
January.
So is that considered a boys trip? Was that rowdy?
As rowdy as it gets. Can't get any rowdier. It takes like 3 days to recover from it.
How do you hunt when you get that dumb?
Well, I'll tell you what. I never took my gun out of my case. That's how rowdy that trip is.
Great hunting trip. So how do you see yourself behaving? Not that we get rowdy. We've never been in trouble. I've never had handcuffs on. Is that being a puss? I'm in my 40s and I've never had handcuffs on.
Have in your life?
No. Are you supposed to have that in life? Are you?
No.
Are you supposed to get in trouble to where you get arrested?
You should have in your 20s.
Never in my life have I been in a police car. I've never had handcuffs on. I've never been pulled over I don't drive drunk, so I've never come close to that. And I've had two or three max speeding tickets my whole life. Now, I'm not saying rah, rah, good old boy. I'm just saying, are you supposed to have that street cred?
No. I mean, if you were gonna, you should have done it already. Don't
you
do
got
it now.
Handcuffed?
Oh, yeah.
For fighting?
Drinking.
Underage?
Yep.
That doesn't count.
Why?
Because they don't take you to jail for that. They take you to the drunk tank. You don't get booked.
I've never been to jail. No, no, no.
You've never spent the night in a county jail?
Yes. For drinking. They do put you in jail for that.
When you're 16?
No, yeah. Well, they take
juvie.
You to Wickenburg.
That's not the same. I'm talking about jail where you go in there and you got some dude.
For like several days type stuff? No.
Or just two nights?
No. Never.
See, like I've never even come close to that. Do you feel like you should before you die? Like
no.
You got to go in there with that beard?
I never, ever, ever want to go there.
Me neither.
I don't want to offend anyone, but the 98% of the people that are in jail, you do not want to be around.
No, 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 no.
And I don't mean they're tough.
Not at all.
I don't mean they're scary. What I mean is they're dirty. They're stinky. They're freaking doped out. They're just scumbags that you don't want to be around. You don't, you know, they're not, nobody in there you're going to, the movies glamorize, you know, meeting some cool cellmate guy. You know, no, you're going to be in there with a guy that's more than likely a drug addict that got caught stealing or beating his old lady or something like that. And you don't want to deal with those people, dude. It's dirty, dude. It's just a dirty, nasty place. No, don't want to do that.
Have you ever toured one, a prison or anything?
Oh yeah.
How did you get that done?
Well, I did Washoe County Jail. Not that long ago, really. We catered like a thing for them. And I was able to, I didn't tour all of it by any means, but I got to see like the bad part of it, where they house like the bad people. And then like a lot of the other like auxiliary rooms and stuff like that. So yeah, I did get to see that, saw the intake area, which is, that's what I'm telling you, is
disgusting.
Disgusting. Dude. Well, people are still in their clothes, dude. Yeah. So that you're sitting next to a guy that's pissed his pants 47 times, ugh. All that. It's yeah. Ugh. And then I toured Carson when I was in high school. There was
the maximum security,
the Carson City one, not
women or male.
No, men. Yeah. It was
there's a women's one down there.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like I was not like a scared.
What would
straight.
You miss the most in life? This is kind of a chauvinistic question, but it goes through my mind a lot. That part of a man and woman, right? What I'm getting at.
Oh,
like, could you imagine getting sentenced to where you never get to do that again? Like, that would blow my mind, trying to stay clean in a way. But I'd miss my family. My daughter, of course, I would destroy me. But every day going without sex, you would... I guess that's why things in prison happen the way they do.
I was going to say, that's why what happened. That's the... I guarantee... And I don't know, and I feel guilty to say it as well, but that's the thing that would drive you nuts. Because you can't turn that part of your body off, right? Like, as a man, like, that's going to grind at you every single day. There's going to be a day that you don't think about your family. You know what I mean? I it sounds rude to say that, but it's like, you're going to get caught up in the programming of prison, and you're going to, sooner or later, you're going to forget your friends, you know, over a given amount of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guaranteed.
People are going to quit rioting you. People are going to quit coming to... And I guess this depends on the term, the sentence, all that.
I'm saying, if you were saying you had life in prison...
Oh, my God.
There would be 10 years would go by where we're at our age, right? And more than likely, in 10 years, our parents aren't probably going to be alive anymore. Your brothers are going to be like your friends, where they're going to forget about you, kind of a thing. But your body is never going to stop letting you think about that. And that will drive you insane.
How old do you think you are when you see a guy like your dad, 70?
71.
Do you think he still wants to bang?
I don't know.
Or I'm around less and that's all he talks about and he's 83. He goes on dates with 55-year-old women. Like, I guess there might be scientific proof, and I know that there's probably – it's obviously different for everybody.
Right.
But – I don't ever want to stop that. So I watch people, like, I'll look at Rocky. I'm like, Rocky's 10 years older than me about, and he's still all about it. So that gives me, then you got to look at the women that are aging too. Like, is a 65-year-old woman still think about that? Like, that's the questions that go through my mind all the time of like, that is my absolute favorite thing in life.
Well, so think about this.
Is that shallow to say?
No.
Cause aren't you supposed to have conversation and snuggling and all that? Or do you put the fan on, put the pillow between your legs, roll over, go to bed? Right, like, yeah. You're that kind of guy. I get it. But it's the most important thing in life.
What I was going to say is there's the number one STD capital, whatever, is in that retirement community in Florida.
Oh, my God. I just saw
the Villages or the Vistas.
I was talking to my mom because she wants to move there. I'm like, Mom, you saw the – she's like, yes.
So that gives you hope, right? I mean, dude, that's a retirement community.
Yeah, but how much is going on with these senior citizens to have the leading STDs? Aren't they over that by that time?
You got one less that's still out banging 55-year-olds, dude. Comes in there and spoils the bond, dude. Not less personally, but
somebody that dresses in highly starched shirts and is in good shape, like
right. He's got still got a collection of brush poppers and black Wranglers.
So I wonder what it looks like scientifically, like when you're supposed to stop having sex. Like, do you look at people? An older couple and like people your mom and dad's age. I know it's hard to look at your mom and dad, but do you think that she gets in his t-shirt and walks across the room naked and the bottom of her butt cheeks are hanging out the bottom of the shirt?
Stop talking about my mom.
No, I'm not talking about your mom. I said that.
You said that. You said, okay, we'll just say now people in that age group. Picture people in that age category.
All right, but do you think they do? Because that's what keeps guys your age going. Well, I don't know about.
The reality is no.
Are you talking marriage as a whole or aging now? Because now you have the whole conversation about.
I'm talking aging.
Longevity and relationships and keeping it going.
Yeah, that's the number one killer. What I'm talking about.
Finances.
Well, that finances.
Make that go away.
But I'm saying all of that combined. But I'm saying that men specific. Well, men and women, you're going to get to an age where you don't work anymore. So now you got to, are you getting Viagra? Are you getting, you know, a pump put in? Are you getting, you know, are you doing other stuff? I mean, at that point, can you do it anymore? You know, I got some Viagra for a guy. I hope I'm not incriminating myself. Somebody gave me some Viagra and I gave it to a friend of mine. He had a heart attack.
Don't act like you're talking for a friend. I don't. When did you have a heart attack?
I never had a heart attack. No, this dude had a heart attack because he met a chick. He had been without a woman for a long time, met this lady, goes to visit her, does what nature does, and has a heart attack because he wasn't sound to be doing that at his age.
I know a guy that was in his 50s, traveled a lot in a certain industry. Wife traveled some on the road. His exact words, he tells me, sitting in a public restaurant like this in small town America. He's handicapped now through a stroke. And I asked him, I said, you going to tell me a story about the stroke? He goes, I will. He's all proper, right? He gets his napkin and sets it on the side of his plate. And he sets his fork down. He's got a meal there. And I got my meal and I'm sitting there. And there's three other guys here. His son is sitting right here at the table, but back turned talking to this table. Because it's small town America. They know everybody, right?
Right.
This is the stepdad. This is the son. Stepdad's married to son's mom. And gets his napkin, puts his fork down, makes sure, looks at me, and he goes, man, remember it like it was yesterday. It's 57, haven't seen her in a minute, and we're having Tarzan jungle session. And I went, and he turns around, and he goes, that's my mom you're talking about. And I went, what? And he goes, I ejaculated so hard that I caused a stroke in my brain. And went paralyzed and never got my motor skills back. And that's why I have the cane and and how it affected my body.
No way.
Swear on my life.
And
he said that. He goes, we were having Tarzan jungle.
Wow. Like,
oh my God. I couldn't believe he said it. Cause he was, you know, he's a real clean cut. And you can be. Everybody's normal. But can you imagine?
No.
People die. Like they talk about Chris Cornell and these other guys that. What's that, asphyxiation or whatever? Yeah.
The last time he ever had sex?
Know that.
Ooh, you should ask him.
I bet you probably. I don't know. Like it would. I don't know about being erect or erections or if medicine can help that after. I don't know.
You know what's?
I would assume you can get that back.
I don't know.
But now he's in his 70s. You guaranteed if he could, he would be after that statement.
So I always assume that like if you were paralyzed like in an accident or whatever that you couldn't do that anymore. But I just saw a skier guy that did a documentary and that was part of it, that he's still able to do that. And he's got like a special chair that helps him do that.
So there is hope.
This is going to sound like stupid, but
don't preface something by saying this is going to sound stupid.
Well, it's going to sound a little bit like you're wasting your energy or whatever. But that was a main like, I don't want to get hurt doing dumb stuff. I thought if you went paralyzed, you could never have sex again.
I've never been a daredevil. I don't want to jump off of a rock anymore. I used to jump off cliffs and stuff. Dude, I almost killed myself in Italy.
Oh, I don't want
to get rushed to the hospital.
Yeah.
Cliff jumping and hit a rock down there. I mean, you're done.
I still ride a dirt bike. I still ride a Harley.
Dumb.
Yeah, I don't like to do any of that other stuff.
We're going to break here for a few commercials. I'm fired up. I appreciate y'all being here.
Are you going to update the world? Like, here we are, another week gone by.
Another week.
Alex's career saga continues.
You know, people care.
Somebody called me the other day, said the same thing. Maybe I should just not go back to work and just keep everybody drawn out there.
Could you, like, kind of like you're in prison? You find somebody to write you letters and just put money on your books.
Is there anybody out there that wants to put some money on my books?
Why wouldn't you?
Do you think I could do, like, desert excursions?
Jack Daniels presents This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition, is brought to you by Traeger, Mickey Thompson Tires, and Flask App. Chad and Alex aren't done breaking it down yet, so stay tuned.
Hey, everybody, you know we are a huge fan of Jack Daniel's, not just their product, but their mission, their culture, Lynchburg, Tennessee, the people. And we want to introduce you to the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Program. Join us at jackdaniels.com and learn about the Single Barrel Program, visiting Lynchburg, Tennessee, participating in a barrel tasting, a whiskey tasting, picking your favorite flavor, whether it's the burn in your mouth, whether it's the maple, whether it's the different combination of flavors that you are going to experience in each of the distinct bottles of Jack Daniel's Single Barrel. You're going to be able to choose the best one, your favorite one, and purchase that entire barrel. It all comes bottled in individual single barrel bottles. You get your own hanging name tag, brand tag, your logo on it. You can give them away as gifts. Go knock on the door of a landowner and say, thank you for letting me hunt your field. There's so many options with the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Program. We're proud to be part of it. We have introduced it to so many of our friends and family across the country, whether it was at a business, whether it was at a duck lodge, whether it was at a conservation event. It is truly an awesome program. Learn more about it at jackdaniels.com. The Single Barrel Program. We've been involved for the last 5 years. I'm looking at two of my barrels right now. We just got our 2023 barrel in the single barrel rye. Absolutely mesmerizing. My brother Clint's Old Fashions with it speak for themselves. It's the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Program. Check it out. Learn about it. I hope you decide to visit Lynchburg, Tennessee and get your own barrel. Thank you very much.
Looking for a high-quality truck accessory that's built to last? Look no further than Lear. With over 50 years of experience in the industry, these guys know what it takes to make your ride look and perform its best. Whether you're looking for a fiberglass or aluminum cap, a hard or soft cover, or accessories to customize your truck, Lear's got you covered. Their products are made with only the best materials, and their innovative features provide added convenience and security for truck owners. Head over to Lear.com to explore their range of products and take your driving experience to the next level.
We travel a lot. We're up and down America's highways, byways, thoroughways, cornfields, dirt roads, back roads, country roads. Love seeing that dust in our rear view. Love looking over and seeing the sunset, the sunrise, mallard ducks pitching in to a pond in Kansas, a coyote howling in Wyoming, an antelope standing on the side of the road in Nevada. We get to do this all through Ford trucks. Corning Ford, Paul, Francis, the entire crew, the customer service, the service department, the selection, the dedication to excellence and quality. The number one Ford Super Duty dealer in the West United States 5 years in a row. They're in the top 10 in the country, and they're in a little tiny town, Corning, California. 5,000 people deep maybe, but the construction, the farming, the ranching, the almonds, the walnuts, the olives, the duck hunting, the fishing, the deer hunting and turkey hunting, predator hunting, you name it. Corning Ford is part of it. They support our lifestyle, their pricing. They refuse to mark them up. Give them a try. They'll deliver your truck anywhere in the country. They've delivered them to Alaska, Florida, so many to Nevada, so many to Northern California, all over Arizona and Colorado. They've delivered three to Tennessee. They delivered one to Minnesota to our friend Andrew at Wild Acre Kennels. It's Corning Ford. They support the outdoors, and there's nothing better than a Ford truck. These 2023 Ford Super Duties, F-250s, F-350s, the long bed, the short bed, the Tremor package. Watch your speed. Set that cruise control, because sometimes you'll look down and be like, I'm not going that fast. Something's got to be broken. And you're pulling a trailer, and you got a Lear topper on the back of it. The bed of your truck is full. They're meant for hauling. They're meant for towing. Thank you, Francis. Thank you, Paul. There's nowhere better in the country to buy your next Ford vehicle or Ford Super Duty truck than Corning Ford. Thank you all for supporting them.
Welcome back to Jack Daniel's Presents This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition. Chad and Alex are talking arrests and rap sheets.
Was that Rowdy? Yeah.
They done forgot about Rowdy, but no doubt he's still around.
As rowdy as it gets, can't get any rowdier. Takes like 3 days to recover from it.
Not that we get rowdy. We've never been in trouble. I've never had handcuffs on. Are you supposed to have that street cred?
If you were gonna, you should have done it already. Don't
you
do
got
it
handcuffs?
Oh, yeah.
And they sort through the many reasons they don't want to end up in the slammer.
98% of the people that are in jail, you do not want to be around. They're dirty, they're stinky, doped out scumbags that you don't want to be around. You're sitting next to a guy that's pissed his pants 47 times, all that. It's, yeah, it's just a dirty, nasty place. No, I never, ever, ever want to go there.
Thanks to Corning Ford, Oakley Sunglasses, and Lear Toppers for supporting This Life Ain't For Everybody. Now back to Chad and Alex.
Here's one for you. I was just reading up on, I want to make sure, me and my mom went to dinner. Me and my mom have an obsession with crime shows, murders, mystery, homicide, interrogation, all these type of shows and documentary. I'm fascinated with the human spirit and how it can go that way to make people turn into a serial killer or shoot somebody up, whatever it is, right? Kill their girlfriend. There's one I was watching the other night about, you know, it was just a typical life insurance deal. Had this whole plan and they think they're going to get away with it. And you're like, oh my God, she smoked her husband. Well, I started reading up because my mom brought up the Menendez brothers. Remember that case back in L.A. back when
they killed their parents, right?
Yeah, went down, drove down to San Diego, bought shotguns, came back up. And now all this new evidence has come out that they truly were sexually assaulted by their dad. And that they killed them because they threatened their mom and dad that they were going to let it out of the bag, that the dad was molesting them. The mom knew about it. So they thought the mom and dad were going to do something bad to them. So that's why they say they killed them. Well, now this new evidence is coming out that they really were sexually insulted. And one of the singers in the band Menudo back in the day that Ricky Martin was founded, it was like several different forms of Menudo out of Mexico, has come forward and said that he was sexually assaulted by their dad, who was one of the heads of RCA Records at the time. Jeez. So I'm reading up on this and I get to this part, keeping the sex theme going with all this. Those guys were like 18 when they got convicted of murder, life in prison with no, the first one was a hung jury. Then they brought the charges back again, got a new jury in there, and they found him first degree murder, premeditated, no parole, prison, life in prison. They're both married. Wives, they've never been out of jail since they're 18. Women go in there writing them letters and stuff. They're both married.
Yeah,
to women.
Yeah. I think that's common.
These girls like have a ton of like jail wives. They get to go maybe visit them once in a while. They never get to really do anything with. They just find it like maybe it's spiritual that they're making sure that those people feel love while they're incarcerated.
No, I think what it is that there's a lot of people out there that are undateable in real life. And I think there's two things. I think that guys that are doing life in prison are predatory. You know, they don't make any money in there. They don't, you know, so if you find a woman that's probably undateable in the real world, that's a way to get money on their books. That's a way to get some sort of.
So you're saying this woman is so ugly, she can't get a man in the real world.
Might not have to be ugly, but could be personality, could be anything.
Where you actually legally get a documentation that you're married?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. So that's what I was going to tell you. So a girl that I know's brother is in prison and she all the time posts about here's inmate 12345. He needs a pen pal. He's lonely. You know, girls, you know, write this guy a letter. And there's girls that are lonely out there that write these guys letters. And then all of a sudden, yeah, I mean,
I saw one of those.
Yeah,
I saw that on First 48 inmate pen pal back and forth, probably putting money on his books, making her feel loved.
Yep.
Gets out, goes to visit her. She's not interested in him that way. He murders her.
Yeah.
First week out of prison.
So think about it. It's like almost like I would relate it to like the, you know, the catfish thing that people go through right now, yeah, right?
You watch that one on the Notre Dame running back?
I think there's people that are lonely in general and they're looking for any kind of interaction with someone, right? So online or here's this prison pen pal thing where there's no commitment, right? Maybe they're mentally screwed up. Well, picture this. You're a hoarder and you live in a house full of garbage, but you still have that want for like a human connection. Now you write this guy a letter. Yeah, maybe you throw $50 on his books. You're getting this interaction. You know you're never going to have to meet this guy. He's never going to come to your house. You're never going to have to explain.
I just told you a way that she met him.
Well, she screwed up and got one that had a parole date or something, you know. A lot of them, you know, you're never going to see them. And then you could always, well, I can't afford to come visit you, you know. And what do they care? They're going to keep writing you letters and you're going to keep sending them money. And it is a weird deal. But you think that there's 380 million people in America. They're not all okay. You know what I mean? There's people.
Do you think you can be rehabilitated from murdering somebody?
No.
What if they find out?
Crime of passion.
What if they find out these Menendez brothers, 34 years, I think they said. They showed, they in the book, this in this readings, you can go online and find like updated photos of these guys. One's still got his hair. One's bald. But they're, frick, dude, they're in their close to 60.
Right.
They might get out now. There are talks. This, when I'm reading, they're saying that it could get lessened to manslaughter, which they'd have been out already because now it's not premeditated. They really were abused and they were defending themselves. And that's what they're saying is it could go down to manslaughter. They've already spent all their years in prison. And then the defense is saying, well, probably not because the drive to to San Diego and buy shotguns shows that you're thinking it wasn't like their mom and dad.
Heat of passion. Why didn't you call the cops?
Yeah, why didn't you just call the cops and report them? Because they were threatened so many times, they say, that if they called anybody, they would die. That they would be, you know, that was their excuse, that their parents would have smoked them.
And I would argue with whoever said, you two got in a car and drove to San Diego. Why didn't you drive to a police station and say, I can never go back there? You know?
Yeah. But if they did get lessened, if they, this hypothetically thinking, go to manslaughter, they get out of prison. These guys literally, they said it was one of the worst. In this article, it says it's one of the worst crime scenes of all time. They destroy it. They reloaded the gun and shot him again.
Right.
Just kept shooting them. Could they get back in society and be okay?
I don't believe so. And I mean, you look at a guy like O.J. Simpson. Granted, he was found not guilty, but I don't believe that anyone believes he was not guilty.
No.
He decapitated Nicole Simpson? Nicole Simpson.
Yeah, Nicole Simpson was his wife.
And Nicole was a porn star.
And
Ron Goldman.
And Ron Goldman. And then who was the guy that lived there? What was his name with the hair?
Well, he didn't kill him though, right? No, Cato or whatever?
Cato. Man, you know me. Remember Cato, Caitlin?
Yeah, Cato...
wrote a book or a reality show or some shit, wasn't he?
But, you know, Twitter. OJ's back on Twitter. And
living in Florida. Yeah,
playing golf. And
he didn't even go to jail for that. He went to jail for trying to get his Heisman back. At gunpoint.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Right. After a gambling debt or some kind of whatever. But, no, I don't believe they can. I honestly don't think we should house people like that. You should
just be done.
Just be done with it, dude.
But what about the people that get illegally convicted of it?
It's very few and far
between. I mean, not illegally, but wrongfully.
You would break a few eggs, so to say. So here's a great one.
So when they say the excuse is we want to study this psycho killer, kind of like the movie theme of The Silence of the Lambs, the guy that shot up the Aurora movie theater in The Batman, remember him? He's still alive. He's in prison.
Yeah.
Why are we paying him? Like, they're going to study him and think that he has something to offer in the psychological mindset of a serial killer?
All those guys should be done.
Smoke.
Done.
He literally destroyed lives for generations to come.
Oh, yeah.
And people will never forget that. The fear.
Oh, yeah.
The survivors, the lost ones. He's done. Done.
You got him on video. There is no question.
How do we do it? How do you set the precedence? Oh, let's just slap him on the wrist. We've talked about this. No, you do it on public TV.
Yep.
And you say, you do this. Here's what happens.
In their town square, wherever they're
at. Are we wrong for thinking that way?
No. Well, there are people that would tell you yes. But here's one that I wanted to bring up to you. I just saw this the other day on Instagram. Dude's done 22 years in prison. He has a petition out there because he wants to get out. His crime is he did something. Some guy yelled at him, some kind of a driving incident, right? Like a road rage incident. His girlfriend's in the car. Guy yells at him. Girlfriend yells back. Guy says something to his girlfriend. So now it's a road rage plus the girlfriend's involved. Dude pulls a gun out and shoots at this car. There's five people in the car. He doesn't hit any of them. He gets five counts of attempted murder. And 170 years in prison. And he was a gangbanger. He says, I'm not anymore. This is way too much time to do. I didn't even kill anyone. Do you think that dude should get out?
Wait, you're saying that his final conviction was attempted murder on five individuals?
Count. Yeah, because there was five people in the
car. Nobody was hit?
They were hit, but not killed.
He should never be allowed out of prison again.
And he thinks he should get out. And I'm like, no, dude, just because you missed... You tried to kill five. What if you would hit all five of them in the head?
What if he would have missed and hit an innocent person over
the
sidewalk?
Yeah, same. Yeah. But he's all over Instagram, and he has a petition with like 150,000 signatures because now he's a nice guy, right?
Bullshit.
Now he grew up and he got out of a gang. And
bullshit.
It's 100%. I agree. And that's what I mean. I don't buy it for one bit. And he's also one that, why are we going to house that guy? I don't know, man. The whole prison system is like... And it's also, I look at what we talked about earlier. It's an unrealistic way for a person to live. There should be no, you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison, sexless, good foodless, movieless, you know, you got very minimal everything and you get to do that for, I would say, dude, just put me under.
Yeah, done.
I don't want to be here for the next 65 years.
And some of them prisoners, they can't quit going back. The ones that don't get life in prison, they do something to go right back because they can't live without it.
Right. They get to where they have their own little route. That's the other thing that's nuts. Now we could do a whole nother podcast on. There's all these TikTok accounts and Instagram of dudes that have phones, smartphones in prison, and they cook on there like a cooking thing that you'd watch.
How
only they're
phones?
In prison. They have everything in there. They get pizza delivered in there. Yes. I'll show
How do you.
You
have a TikTok account where you could be communicating with somebody on the outside to go smoke somebody that testified against you.
Oh, dude, they all have phones now. They literally, all of them have phones. New phones.
And we're paying for the phone and their lodging. Well, it's like a resort to some of them.
That's what I said. Like, so some of them, like you said, keep going back because to live out here on the street.
Can't do it.
Why expensive. Would you do that? Yeah, I can go to prison where I have a new iPhone. You don't have sex with what you want. You got some form of sex.
What was it called? It was not soaking, but slick legging.
Oh, yeah.
Slick legging where it's between the back of the thighs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God. No.
No.
Get that thing away from me.
Dude.
Stop.
That literally, obviously my dad was in law enforcement his whole life, and he would always tell us, you don't want to go to prison. You know what happens in prison?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't be on the receiving end. You would be on the receiving end of it. It would not be good for you.
It would not be good for you.
Shit. Yeah, don't drop the soap. Remember that all the time?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
And moving on. You've decided 100% you're not going to Nashville or Lynchburg with us for our Jack Daniels deal.
Yeah, I'm not going on
that. God, I want to take you here so bad. Can you read that from there?
Nashville Palace?
Yeah, I want you to go. The Hobbs family, Barrett and Tammy and all, but Nashville Palace and the Scoreboard and Music Valley. They got Doc Holliday's, Bootleggers.
I've been there.
On all those places on Broadway, second in Broadway.
I've never been to the Palace, I don't think, but I've been to Bootleggers.
Palace is the one right across the street from where NWTF was. Palace and Scoreboard.
Oh, I've been there.
Right across the street.
Yeah, I've been there.
God, I'm talking like I miss it every day. I just saw that on my cup and I was like, I miss the Nashville Palace.
I would like to get back to Nashville. There's got to be something we could go there for.
When do you want to go?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I got to be something I could get back there
for. Well, when can you go?
Don't know.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I mean, just to go for fun? I'm
going with this, Alex, is kind of how we end a lot of our conversations is, are you going to update the world? Like, here we are another week gone by.
Another week. Yeah.
Our producer on this show, I don't want to give it away who produces this show unless he wants me to, but he called me this week and he's like, and he drops the F-bomb every other word, right? And my daughter's in the car, so I had to like literally take it off and illegally drive with the phone up, you know? But he was on one. He's like, dude, we got to get this show syndicated. It's got to go on big radio. I'm laughing my effing diss off every time you and Alex are on mic together. I go, I'll let Alex know. And he goes, man, I'm on the edge of my seat where he's going to go, what he's going to end up doing. You know, you guys talked about skateboard shops and you talked about the
butcher shop.
And butcher shops and barber shops. He's like, dude, it's like ongoing. Me and my friends have this bet of what Alex is going to end up doing. So like, you know, people care.
Somebody called me the other day, said the same thing.
People care.
Maybe I should just not go back to work and just keep everybody drawn out there.
Could you, like, kind of like you're in prison? You find somebody to write you letters and just put money on
your
books.
Is there anybody out there that wants to put some money on my books?
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
So has anything else happened?
Nothing good.
Well, what about the idea you said you had?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen you like this. How much longer can you logistically and theoretically and honestly go without making money?
Happily?
Yeah.
I could survive for a long time, but
getting
happily.
To do the things we're doing next week. And you committed to the one 2 weeks after that.
Few and far. I mean, those would become more few and far between. I'm going to lean on you guys heavily on these next few, just probably not going to pay a lot of tabs or anything.
So you're not like when you said I don't have Venmo, which was a lie. You're not.
I don't have
paying anybody back. For
I don't have Venmo. I have lots of cash. We could have a whole podcast about Venmo.
I'm not a fan of it. I don't have it. I don't have anything. Foul Life has an Instagram.
Let me throw this out there.
I don't have anything.
I really think Venmo's for like cheap SOBs. I hate when I go to lunch with like a group of people and it's like, oh, it's $22.07 each. Venmo. No, dude.
No.
Just throw a 20 in the pot
or
somebody
pay the
pick
tab
up the tab, dude.
Next time.
And yeah, I hate that.
Oh, dude, I hate not paying the tab. I hate when the tab comes and somebody else grabs it. I'm the guy that will grab it. I can't stand that. Hey, we're going Dutch. Everybody put your money
in. I don't like that. I don't mind going back and forth with someone. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all right.
If you and I go to San Francisco to a Giants game, if you buy dinner, I buy lunch, I buy a beer.
You ain't paying for shit.
I buy all the time. It's insane.
Okay, so let's plan that trip.
What?
Let's talk about spring training.
Well, does Tennessee have a baseball team or something?
Oh, football? Yeah, and they're talking about a major league team. They got an NFL team.
That's what I'm talking
about.
They don't have a major league team.
Their hockey games are awesome. They got a AAA team.
Yeah.
But they got great hockey. The hockey's awesome. And it's season right now. You had a chance to go there with our trip. It's going to be outstanding. So what do we do next week? What do you want to do besides the games? Are we going to go to any bars?
Are we going to go to all the bars? Can we hit them all at one time?
One day?
Well, you got several days.
Why don't
days.
You start that booze cruise idea? That's such a good idea. Go to Tahoe, tour of Tahoe on the bus. Go to Virginia City, do that. Go down to the state capitol. There's lots of things you can do. Go show them the Black Rock Desert. Take them out there during Burning Man. Show them that deal going on.
That stuff exists. Do you think I could do like desert excursions?
What stop? What exists?
There's you could go. You could find all that
there's
stuff.
There's some tours, but not as fun as you'd make it. I want to be a tour guide too, like Vince Vaughn and
Lance and Air.
Is that what it was? No, they didn't have a plane. They had boats.
I thought they were trying to get a plane or something. Wasn't that part of the joke?
Is that the breakup?
Yeah.
Probably the top number one comedic actor of all time.
Yeah.
You got Bill Murray and you got Chevy Chase, but it's tough to mess with Vince Vaughn. Adam Sandler's good in a different way.
Early Vince stuff Vaughn, of his is good.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn, Wedding Crashers is the funniest movie ever made.
Okay, here's an obscure one. Have you ever seen Be Cool?
Yeah, John Travolta?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn's in that.
He is hilarious in that.
Did you like the movie as a whole?
I love it.
Did you like part two?
Get Shorty?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to Be Cool better, I think.
I do too.
But Vince Vaughn and The Rock go back and forth. I totally forgot about his part. Don't ask me why. But I just did. And then I watched, somebody brought it up to me and I went, oh, I forgot he was in that. And on it really, it's hard to find that he was in that because it's a pretty small part.
Yeah.
But you can find all his little parts on like a YouTube deal. It's hilarious, dude.
I agree. I think he's Swingers Made, M-A-D-E, that movie, the mall movie.
Oh, my God. Oh. So good.
The internship, the breakup, old school. He's hilarious in that. And I mean it. Wedding Crashers is the funniest movie ever made beginning to end.
His face when he does the motorboating scene, you have to watch it again and just catch his face when he's waiting for him to answer about, did you motorboat him? Oh, yeah. He makes like the dumbest funniest face I've ever seen.
You know damn right I'm a phenomenal dancer.
Yeah. I'm going to choose not to eat with you.
I mean, bring it in here for the real thing, Father, and he kisses the guy on the lips.
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing about, you know damn well what you were doing. Like the whole scene.
Oh, yeah. The whole movie's.
He's genius, dude.
He really is. So Arizona, I was kind of thinking about that because we're going to need to fill some time.
I've been doing a pretty good job of getting some cool ideas going. We got so much opportunity with the Royals, the Angels, the Padres, the Dodgers, Walker.
Do we get any love from the Giants?
Giants. Oh, yeah. Giants.
Will's not down there at all for any of that. No, he confirmed.
Anaheim, California Angels. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for games, dinners, the concert we're going to, lunches, and hopefully I got a clubhouse visit on one of the days. That's going to be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
It's going to be neat.
I
don't know what time you want to fill. I don't know what you want to do. Like, do you want to go to a nightclub one night? Like what was it called? The Bottled Blonde? Is that the name of that place?
Is that what it is? Or the Twisted?
The Bottled Blonde in Scottsdale. Bottled Blonde.
Yeah.
Sports bar nightclub.
You know what? This is, at least for me, the first time we're going to stay in
nightlife.
Scottsdale. There's so much to do in Scottsdale at night. All we got to do is walk up and down that street. And go.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of stuff.
That little bar that we hung out at where we sat outside, you could tell that was a nighttime bar. It was open during the day, but there was nobody there because that thing probably cranks at night. But, yeah, I mean, dude, you get around that street at night. So good. I don't know what it's called anymore. There's a white hotel there, a flat roofed hotel that has a cool little bar like downstairs. I don't necessarily care if we go to the Bottled Blonde, like the nightclub scene, but like the bar scene. Yeah.
So what's the bar scene consist of? Like just a regular sports bar or?
Well, just like a bar, you know, like doesn't have to have the bottle service and DJ and all that stuff, you know, but there's a country bar there. The Rusty Cactus or something. I don't know. There's a bunch of cool bars right down there.
I love.
Hey, and if we go to Raw Sushi one day, that would be good.
Raw's everywhere. That's a chain. We gotta go.
But the one in Scottsdale, so
it is.
So
are you buying?
I don't know.
Maybe. You should buy that.
You just never
know.
That's
a good one to break off.
But well, hey, John's a world famous home builder. He's got more money than I'll ever have, dude.
A lot of money.
You guys got a Corvette.
He does have a lot of money.
Got self tan, all that stuff. I got nothing like that.
You're not going to pay.
Are you going to want to talk on the plane and have like a Bloody Mary and hang out? Or are you going to be are you going to be asleep at that time?
What are you talking about? The flight there?
Yeah.
I don't know if we need to drink that early. Do we?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Should I bring?
Are you still in that phase of your life where you want to like be that guy that goes on vacation and you just get blitzed right from the airport? Go.
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Well, this is like a true vacation. All the other years we've gone down there, I've always had a job and stuff. You know, I don't want to be that guy for you guys. If you guys want to get up and work and stuff, and
we're working out every day, all three of us.
No,
we got to keep that going.
That won't happen.
Guaranteed. Yes.
I don't work out. So why would I start there?
I don't.
So I could be sore as hell the next day.
What quote? Who said it? I don't work out. That shit's heavy.
Well, Kenny Power says I'm not into working out. I'm not into practicing.
Kenny Power says I don't work out. That shit's heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a
guy. I think you get up, you have a coffee. I don't even, are we staying in a place with a pool and stuff? Or we go normal?
Pool, hot tub, everything.
It all depends on the weather too. Has anyone looked at that?
Oh, that's a good point.
But you know, you get up, you have your coffee, you hang out, maybe you get a meal, maybe you go to a day game. I mean, the world is your oyster. And being in downtown Scottsdale and not way out in BFE, I mean, there's stuff to do. Go bowling.
Today, the high is 77 there.
That'll work.
It gets down to 69 this Saturday. We get there Tuesday, 78, 77, 79.
That'll work.
All sunny. It's going to be beautiful weather.
Could be the best spring training we've ever had. Is Ryan from Vegas going?
No, I don't think so.
Just the three of us, huh? Three amigos?
So. It's going to be a blast. I'm so excited for it. I'm so excited for dinner with Walker. Can't wait to see our boys down there. I'm excited for the opening day with the Giants. I love life. I freaking love life. I love all this shit we get to do. Like, I'm so excited about it. I'm exhausted right now. I slept maybe 20 minutes last night. Got a lot going on right now. But, like, I don't know if I'm going to ever, like, get rejuvenated because, like, today I should have, like, really tried to take an hour nap. I'm not a good napper. That pisses me off. I'm jealous and envious of nappers.
I can't nap.
I can't nap. No matter how dark it is, and I got blackout shades. My room's dark.
I always wake up.
But I absolutely love that we get to do this stuff.
Why don't you give yourself a day to not do anything extracurricular?
I do. Today I'm not. I got a massage tonight, but today
I'm going
to the gym. Nice. I got to work out. That's not extracurricular.
I'm saying, like, you're not going to have a UFC fight. You're not going to have dinner with anyone. You're just going to tonight you just get a massage, grab a pho to go, sit on the couch, watch a little TV, go to bed early.
I did a 40-hour fast from Saturday night, fight night. 8 o'clock was the last drink I had and the last bite of food, and I went 40 hours until yesterday at noon was my first bite of food from Saturday at 8 o'clock at night to Monday at noon. That was a hard fast. And then I ate lunch yesterday, and then I fasted all the way through until 8:30 this morning. And then I ate 2 egg whites and a little bit of goose sausage. So now I'm going
to
fast.
Are you trying to reset your digestive system?
I don't crash diet. I'm trying to see this new mentality of how the body can perform on very, very few calories. And I'm all about protein and making sure you have muscle building proteins in you. But I've been reading up on this evidence of eating once a day, less calorie intake, and still being able to perform. Right now, it's affecting my sleep. That's one thing I see right there. It's hard to go to bed hungry. Very hard for me. And to stay asleep. That's really what I should say. I can fall asleep. My wheels turn. I fall asleep, but I can't stay asleep because I think my body's starving. But I'm trying to reset. Yeah, maybe get on a good probiotic. Keep doing better on the vitamins. I don't want to ever get sick. You know, anything can happen.
I bought this juice cleanse and detox thing when I did my life insurance. So you don't eat for a whole day. You just drink these juices all day. And then I paired it with the next day.
So pairing it with juice and stuff.
No, it was a thing. It was a juice, call it a cleanse.
I've done the cleanses and I've done the juices and I can do that. I did 72 hours.
I think
hour.
That's good. I don't know about going 40 hours with not eating anything.
40 hour cleanse. Dana White did a 72 hour one. I'm going to start doing 2 24s a month and 2 48s a month. Fasts, not cleanses, fasts. Starve your body, get your metabolism pumping, hopefully. The people say intermittent fasting is not good for you.
People are all about these cold plunges, and then
I got one coming in a couple weeks.
What's it going to do for you? Mental
Resets your body, helps your skin, helps your sleep, reset your joints. Like there's when my pool opens the first week of April, it'll be 39 to 41 degrees. That's a pretty good cold plunge. Some guys do 35. I walk in there up to my chin. The advantage of a pool cold plunge is that you can do high knees and move around. In a cold plunge, you just sit there. I've also done cryotherapy a few times. There's a new one in Reno. That's like negative 240. You go in there, put the head cap on, the gloves, the booties, all that. And you reset your body that way. So I'm not a scientist. I'm not Peter Attila. I don't know. Cold plunge, is it just a fad? But I'm telling you, every morning I take an ice cold shower, which probably gets down to 48 degrees, maybe 50.
Nevada's groundwater is like 42.
42. That's not even that cold. That's cold.
It's cold.
And it shocks your system and it makes your day different and better and livelier than going in there and relaxing in a hot shower.
So that's what I want to hear from someone with a cold plunge. I don't want to hear what the scientists say it does for you. I want to hear someone that goes, dude, every day I do it, I feel better. 100%. I do, you know, my fingernails don't grow as long, whatever.
Every day,
because a lot of people give you, well, you should read up on it. I don't want to
cold
read up
showers,
on it.
Tell cold me showers, about it. If you have the tenacity to stay in there, and it's hard. When it's 42 degrees, that's like jumping in Tahoe right now. Tahoe is probably 40 degrees right now, just because it's so deep. I bet you the surface water with some sunshine gets to 40 right now. You get down there out of a boat, you're probably locking up and going to the bottom. Better not go in there without a wetsuit. Cold plunges, I do them in cold showers and my cold pool. I do them 100% for my activity and my performance. I don't know if my toenails, my toenails and fingernails grow. I'm constantly cutting them.
That was a joke.
Wish my hair would do the same. But I
do. You think we're close to getting our hair back?
I think so. I think it's all going to come full circle.
I heard something on the radio said, this was last year, said it was 2 years away.
Hair growth is coming back. Just like country music's going to. Everything circles back to the original. I need my hair. Dude, I'd be a madman with hair. Bro, I'm talking like Patrick Swayze Roadhouse shit.
Let me tell you, the hairstyle I'd have would be just...
We got to talk about that next time on Breaking It Down. Alex Crosby, Chad Belling. We're going to talk about hairstyles we would have if we had hair. And if hair comes back, what we're going to have. How we're going to dye it, style it. Are we going to dreadlock it some? Mullet?
For sure.
Business in the front and party in the back. Skull
feathered.
It. So we could do a skull it right now. That'd be kind of cool.
Remember I tried to do one at the beginning of the pandemic. You guys all made fun of me.
It's kind of easy to make fun of that.
I know.
Thank you to the Nashville Palace. Thank you so much to Hobbs family. Check out the scoreboard too for the best hot chicken in Nashville. And thank you to our title sponsor, the one and only Tennessee Sour Mash Whiskey, Jack Daniels. Enjoy it responsibly. Never allow underage drinking. Come on, you know better than that. We talked about jail time at the beginning of this conversation. Check out the new 10-year, the new 12-year, the Bonded series with the Bonded Rye, the Triple Mash, and the Bonded 100 Proof, my absolute favorite right now. My brother Clint is going to come over this weekend and make us a little old-fashioned with that Bonded Rye. Thank you, Jack Daniels, for believing in us. Big things coming from Jack down the pipe. Be looking for them more and more in conservation, more and more in what we do with our wild game and pairing the meals. I'm Chad Belling for Alex Crosby. This is Breaking It Down, downtown. I ain't a clown. I won't put a frown on your face, and you can't replace with even a jar of mace. You ain't gonna spray it at me, cause I'm CB, he's Alex C. We come from Reno NV, we talk real vigilantly. You can't mess with us. We could even write songs to a country. No, I'm gonna stop there. Alex is laughing at me. Do I need to quit rapping, Alex?
No, I like it.
Peace out.
You heard it here, so it has to be true. The Skullet will be 2024's hottest hairstyle.
Do you think we're close to getting our hair back?
I think so. Hair growth is coming back, just like country music's going to. I need my hair. Dude, I'd be a madman with hair. Bro, I'm talking like Patrick Swayze Roadhouse.
Let me tell you, the hairstyle I'd have would be just...
Dye it, style it. Are we going to dreadlock it some? Mullet?
For sure.
Business in the front and party in the back. So we could do a skullet right now. That'd be kind
of
cool.
Remember I tried to do one at the beginning of the pandemic. You guys all made fun of me.
It's kind of easy to make fun of that.
Jack Daniels, Rigid Lights, and Gator Coolers bring you this episode of This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition. Thanks for listening. Chad and Alex will be right back.
Have you heard of the fun button? FlaskCap has reinvented the way we use tumbler cups. Everybody's got a tumbler cup. Come on, let's admit it. This tumbler cup is different. The Matic lid is different. The 6, the 9. Nobody wants glass in their boat. Nobody wants glass anywhere because of what can go wrong. If you go into your buddy's boat and glass breaks, that's a no-no. So
So you got your mixers in the cooler. You might have a 2 liter of Coca-Cola, classic, Coke Zero. You might have some club soda in a plastic bottle or a can, stuff that doesn't break and get glass that's nasty and will cut your feet up like no tomorrow. The flask cap allows you to store your spirits, your Jack Daniels, in that Matic lid. And with one touch of that fun button, it disperses a shot into your mixer, down there with your ice, your Coke, whatever it is. You can have vodka, you can have gin, you can have tequila. We choose Jack Daniels Tennessee Sour Mash Whiskey, and you have your cocktail for the day. Remember to enjoy it in moderation. Never allow underage drinking. Be safe, but Flask Cap supports the culture of the American outdoorsman, the American outdoor enthusiast, and they keep it safe, they keep it ethical, and they keep it fun. The entire brand, the culture, the messaging is exactly what we're all about here at The Foul Life. We're proud and honored to be teamed up with Flask Cap. Check them out at Flask Cap, FlaskKap.com, and you are going to be so happy and take pride. Get your name on it. Get your logo engraved on it. Again, it's all about moderation. It's all about safety. Be careful with that fun button. One is enough. Two can be a lot of fun. Three is way too many, but you're going to keep that glass out of the boat, off of those beaches, and you're going to have a blast consuming alcohol through the Flask Cap. Again, thank you for supporting Flask Cap. I'm Chad Belding with the Foul Life Podcast and the Foul Life Television. Thank you all very much. I think lighting is everything. I don't like being in the dark. I don't even like secrets being told. That's kind of keeping you in the dark, isn't it? I don't like setting up decoys in the dark. I don't like looking for anything in the dark. Turn your headlights and drive down the street. Obviously, it's impossible. Lighting is everything. A well-lit room, a well-lit hunt. They make your decoys look better when that sun's shining on them. Mallards perform different, and we perform better and differently when we have our rigid light bars, all of the rigid lights on our trailer, when we can see what we are doing, setting up our blinds, concealing our blinds, setting up our spread, exact distance from a fence or a tree line that we want to be. When you can brighten up the night, brighten up those early mornings, I'm telling you, it makes your hunting success go way up. The odds are in your favor when you put Rigid on your trucks, in your bumpers, in your light bars. Check them out at rigidindustries.com. I can't say enough about their LED technology. It is the best. It's often imitated but never duplicated. I know you've heard that before, but there is nothing like Rigid lights. R-I-G-I-D. You'll find them on all of our Corning Ford Fords, all of our rigs, all of our trailers, on the noses, on the sides, on the back door. When we turn on our lights on our trucks and trailers, we ignite the field and we ignite the hunt. And that's exactly what Rigid Industry does. It ignites our passion for the outdoors. The official LED light bar and lights of the Foul Life Podcast and Benelli's The Foul Life TV. See them in action right now, exclusively on the Outdoor Channel. Brand new episode, season 15 of Benelli's The Foul Life. Thank you so much, Rigid, and thank you all for supporting the brands and partners that support us. Being in the backyard at camp, being with friends and family, one thing that the pandemic did is it got us back in our backyards. It got us staying home more. And man, we just started doing so many cookouts, so much grilling. And we've been partnered with Traeger Grills for the last decade. And I don't know if you can be more innovative than what this brand has done, from the new Timberline XL and the new Flat Rock, the Ironwood 885, all of their pellets, their rubs, their sauces, their glazes, their smash burger kit, you name it. Traeger Grills is awesome. And we use them a ton. I'm sure you've seen it on The Foul Life. You've seen it in our social media. Get creative. Be innovative. Think outside of the box. Wild game, domestic, vegetables, desserts, pizzas. You can do it all on a Traeger grill. And like I mentioned, that Timberline XL with that conduction plate, I'm talking high heat, reverse sear steaks, anything you want to put on there gets it done in a hurry. After you put a little smoke on them on the grill, transfers right over. So easy. Everything is simplified. You can download the Traeger Grills app. You can find recipes. You can work with pros like Matt Pittman at Meat Church and Chad Ward at Whiskey Bent Barbecue and so many others from across the country to master these recipes. It's simple, and that's what Traeger is all about. They did not want your backyard experience to be complex. So when you're thinking of fun and good food and flavor recipes, thinking outside the box, think no further than Traeger Grills. I can't wait to get back in my Traeger grill. Just cook up something delicious. Thank y'all very much.
We're putting a pin in it for today, but Chad and Alex will be back soon with an all-new episode of Jack Daniels Presents This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition.
I'm Chad Belding for Alex Crosby. This is Breaking It Down. Peace out.
You can listen to every episode of Breaking It Down on SoundCloud, iHeart, Spotify, and thislifeaintforeverybody.com. Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends, and always break it down.